Our gospel lesson this morning, this Easter morning, comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. As I read these very familiar words, this very familiar story, listen for something new that's being spoken into your life and into your heart on this Easter Sunday. You know, what does resurrection mean to you at this point in your life today? When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices, so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe and sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're seeking Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. You know, it's been 56 weeks, approximately 56 weeks, since we last gathered together on a Sunday morning in any sort of significant numbers. 56 weeks. That's a long time. And today we are starting to kind of get back together. We're having three services outside, and we're still having virtual services, but we're starting to kind of ease back into things here at the church. Now, having said that, I know that many of you exercise on a regular basis. You know, you work out. Now, I know from my own personal experience that people will periodically, although not intentionally, take a hiatus from working out for a whole, you know, variety of reasons, sometimes very good reasons. And do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know that experience? I bet you do. Okay, good. Anyway, then you know that there is an unwritten rule of exercise that when you return to exercise following a significant hiatus, that let's say a 56-week hiatus, you must be very careful not to overdo things. You know, you can't just jump back into where you left it 56 weeks ago. No. That's ill-advised, you know, and possibly it might be even a little bit dangerous because you can hurt yourself. You can strain something. So anyway, friends, I don't want you to strain anything. I don't want you to strain. No. So in light of this wisdom, I propose that today we begin to kind of ease back into this whole sermon idea. Because, you know, we're going to begin together over the, you know, more and more over the coming weeks. So we just got to kind of take it easy here. Now, you may be saying that, well, you know, I've been watching. You know, I've been watching the worship service from time to time over the past year. I don't need to take it easy. Well, friends, let me say this. Recorded sermons don't count. Recorded sermons don't count. They're like exercise videos. You can pause them anytime. You can go get a snack. You can take a nap, come back, whatever it is, right? No, you can't do that with a live sermon. No, people will see you fall asleep. I will see you. People will call you out. I'll call you out. So today, I'm not even going to call this a sermon. And I want you, if you're watching a version, watch the whole thing. No pausing during the sermon. No, watch the whole thing. No, today you are going to hear not a sermon, not a meditation. You are going to hear a homily. A homily. How do you like that? A homily. Okay, we'll work back up to sermons and meditations over the next few weeks as your stamina allows. Okay, now you may not remember this, but way back in 1995, fitness instructor Jamie Brinkus from North Carolina introduced the world to the 8-minute ab workout. 8-minute abs. Now, do you remember that video? Probably not, but you might have a VHS tape somewhere around the house. But anyway, well, friends, today I am going to introduce the world to the 8-minute homily. Bob, start the clock. All right, here we go. Okay, take a deep breath in. All All right, exhale. Okay, good, 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 good. Today's the day, friends. Today is the day of all days in the life of the church. You know, Easter is the reason we exist. It's, you know, Easter's why we gather on Sundays rather than Saturdays. You know, we don't gather on the Sabbath. No. We gather on the day of resurrection. We gather on the first day of the week. You know, Easter is our cue to start anew. It's our permission to begin again. This is a big day. This is the day for us, you know. So now, I do have to admit, though, that this Easter feels a little bit different to me. It feels different than other Easters have felt to me. And I'm not quite sure why it feels different or how it feels different. It just does. And I think it is, for some reason, suddenly the age-old category of resurrections taken on a much more immediacy than it typically does for me. And it feels less tied, this Easter experience feels less tied to me, less tied to an old story than it does to now a new lived reality. Huh. Now, of course, it's grounded in an ancient story. We all know that. It's a simple story. I will say a bit sci-fi-ish sounding story. And I read it just a few minutes ago. Let me just hit the highlights again. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And, you know, they get to the tomb. The stone has been rolled back. Okay. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there's a place they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." 6 minutes. Okay, here we go. All right. This whole idea, you know, the whole metaphor that this story suggests suddenly seems much more urgent to me this year than it has in years past. You know, the whole idea that the old way of doing things, the old way the world works, a world where pain and suffering and death are defining categories, has suddenly given way to a new day where mercy and hope and life prevail. I don't know. There just seems to be an evolutionary nuance this year that I have missed in previous Easters. You know, not only were we given permission again this year to start anew, but it seems that this year, the tyranny of memory, the tyranny of this past year is being washed away. It's being washed away, which is affording us the opportunity to live into an uncluttered future. And that's a gift. That's a beautiful gift. And you know, as this new day dawns, my fear is I might fall back into old ways of doing things. You know, and I have a fear. I don't want to go back to pre-pandemic routines. No. I don't want to return to a pre-Easter worldview. No, I like the idea of resurrection. So as far as I can tell, that means an audit. That means it's audit time. You know, first, I think I need to do a time audit. That's critical. And then I think I need to conduct a resource audit. In other words, I need to ask this question: where am I spending my time and my money? Historically, two very good indicators of life's direction. And then I need to act on what I find in these audits. We need to act on what we find in these audits. What, Bob? 4 minutes? Okay, thanks. In some ways, it feels as if this past year has functioned as an in-between time, a season position between what was and what is possible. You know, well, have you ever seen The Truman Show? I hope so. If not, you need to see it. But, okay, spoiler alert, okay. At first, as most of you know, in that movie, Truman doesn't realize that he is in a TV show, that his life is a TV show. It's not real. But then slowly, over the course of time, he comes to realize what's actually going on in his life. And then, with this newly kind of awakened consciousness, he finds the strength and the will to break out into new life. You got to see it. And you got to see it because That's where we are. That's where we have been, folks. For the past 13 months, we've been living in an enacted parable. And we didn't even realize it. The parable was about life, and it was about death, and it was about rebirth. Welcome to the Easter story. Huh. Do you know what I find most interesting about the Easter story in Mark's gospel? I find the most interesting is the fact that the original gospel, the original text of the gospel, ended with a cliffhanger. Originally, it came to a close with these words. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Here we are. We came today to take care of the body. The dead body, pay our respects of sorts, and then move on. And lo and behold, when we got here, we found something totally expected. We found life. We found each other. We found the resurrected body of Christ. And while that is a wonderful experience, right? It can be a bit scary. It can be a bit scary because change always is scary. You know, resurrection is scary stuff. And it's scary to me because it's as if I've been given a second chance. You know, I'm eager to take that chance, but at the same time, I don't want to blow it. I don't want to blow it. You see, over the past year, a lot in my life has been revealed for what it really is. Insignificant. Things I valued, things I have sought, things I have clung to. And sometimes I get this hollow feeling that I've missed the boat on things. And worst of all, I'm running out of time. That's a terrible feeling. A terrible feeling. That's a haunting feeling. Friends, time is precious. Relationships are precious. The community is precious. Easter is a call to us to rethink everything. You know, we need to seize this moment. We need to seize it, this resurrection moment. And we need to live. Resurrection's a gift that we have been given once again. It's especially significant this year. And you know, it's awfully rude, not to accept a gift graciously and gratefully. The young man at the tomb said to the women, "He's not here. He is not here. No, he's out there. Go to Nazareth. You'll see him there just as he told you." Okay, now jump ahead 2,000 years, and the young man's question is a bit more provocative, a little more haunting even. What are you doing here? He's not here. No, go over to Pleasant Grove. There you'll find him, just as he told you you would. Friends, we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Happy Easter. 8 minutes? Great. Perfect. Okay. Thanks be to God. Amen.